Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back. This is I, allegedly. And this could be the end of shoplifting. It could be over with. So please hit the like button, subscribe to the channel, and let's get right into it. You know, I love when there's innovations that happen here in the United States, but you got to go to the UK to have them tell us what we're doing here. Walmart has something that they think will end the shoplifting nightmare that plagues all of us. And what plagues us is that everything has to be locked up. I just had a woman send me, you know, a picture that was kind of irrelevant. Hey, listen, I'm shopping in Texas. Isn't this great to be free and see merchandise like shampoo and deodorant left out for us just to grab off the shelf? And you just go, yeah, that's great. But now it's more relevant than ever because Walmart, you know, has tried different things to beat shoplifting, and they may have come up with it, and I would totally do this. And that is, they have an app that if you download the app and you grab merchandise, you put it in there, it knows that you grabbed it. The app knows that you grabbed the merchandise. So you want to be able to unlock things, you can use the app to unlock it. Well, Dan at 3:15, he unlocked, you know, the Prevagen for his memory, you know what I mean? You would know that, okay? So the idea with this is that it would have accountability, but it beats waiting. About a month ago, I was at a Walmart of all places and needed to get some vitamins, you know, and it was like, okay, I understand these are top secret nuclear assets that we need to protect, but this, I finally get a woman over and it was about 8 o'clock at night. And she starts working every key, and she had a key ring that looked like she was the janitor at her old elementary school. And one after another, oh my gosh, these are the B set. These aren't the A sets. And I'm like, what does that mean? Well, this opens up other stuff. This opens up paint, hardware, and that side of the store. It doesn't open up over here. Okay. I don't think Charlie's in today. Anyways, they found somebody that had the proper set of keys. They came over and opened it, but man, oh man, what would you do to get rid of that headache? Would you use an app and scan an app and be responsible? Yes. Are you giving up more privacy? Yes. But does it beat having to wait for people and the degenerate festival that we're experiencing with theft? You know, shrinkage is the theft of merchandise inside of stores. It is the, you know, the inventory that gets lost is considered shrinkage. The problem with it is if you steal a $10 item, people think, oh, they just lost $10. Well, they've got to sell so much merchandise to make up for that. So that's the crazy part about this. You know, people talk about, oh, they're overcharging people and they're price gouging people. Wait a second. They have such a small margin. They got 2% margin on all this stuff. So I would do this. I would do this in a second to get rid of that because, you know, the other option was to have employees that sit around and wait in stations if you want something, but then you have to have somebody for each station opening different things. And it's horrible. It's horrible. I understand electronics. I understand earbuds, things like that that can be just stuck in somebody's pocket and they steal them all the time. I totally get it. But the problem with it is that, you know, you'd have to be signed up. You'd have to have like one of those rewards programs. And those have problems right now. I mean, I am telling you, I get stuff from attorneys sent to me where they talk about, be careful with your rewards program. Make sure that you're very clear with your merchandise because every store has cameras now. But the problem with it is that they are prosecuting people, you know, 60, 90, 120 days later after leaving the store. Yeah, you had a TV set, Dan, when you bought the coffee. Huh? You know, that's happening all the time. So it's just, it's crazy. It's happening all over. But I would love to see Walmart do this. Walmart also came up with another thing called a hidden barcode. And if anybody's experienced this, let me know. Because sometimes you have to use self-checkout. Sometimes the lines are so long, you have no option. I hate weighing fruit and vegetables and looking it up and, oh, you know, that doesn't look like what I bought. But if you say so, you know, that type of stuff. But they have a thing called a hidden barcode. And the biggest theft in stores now is the degenerate walks up and buys something for a dollar and then swipes, acts like he's swiping something without the barcode. So the camera thinks he did it, but, you know, he didn't. Now, the thing about the hidden barcode, regardless of where that item is, it's loaded with barcodes that are hidden and the barcode machine picks it up. Has anybody experienced that one? So it is a huge problem. It's never ending. You know, it's funny. We had a Home Depot here, and a woman worked for Home Depot. She just pled not guilty to embezzlement to the tune of over 800 grand in 2017. 2017, guys, almost 8 years ago, this woman went out and she worked in the back room of a Santa Ana Home Depot, which is one city away from where I'm at right now in Irvine. She went out and she was responsible for the nightly deposits and things like that. And what she would do was she would go out and she would make sure that there was either a short count or there was a short count, or she would change the deposit dates. Well, Home Depot's like, wait a second, this one store just lost $221,000. So they came and investigated. So instead of stopping, this is what I always get a kick out of people. You stole 200 grand. What they determined was the deposits were light. They were shifted, things like this. And again, in 2022, she came back for more and went, you know, and quadrupled down to the tune of $800,000. So I'm telling you guys, they're going to come after you, but we all pay for that. Everything is so expensive. Everybody reaches out to me now and tells me how they're just tired of paying these prices. But what we're tired of is the crime. We're tired of, you know, people out in front of the stores. A friend of mine just told me a story about how, you know, her and her girlfriend were walking down the street and they got accosted by this woman, but she, you know, she seemed nice. So, you know, her friend spoke to her and the conversation went on too long. And she's like, why did you talk to her? Then they walk in the store and they're like, why? You know, they were so upset at these women for speaking to that woman because she was just the town menace and they didn't know that. So again, civility. I understand wanting to be nice to people, but man, I'm tired of getting ripped off. I'm tired of getting overcharged. You know, Amazon, you know, Jaffe, their CEO is sitting there saying that, you know, people are tired of the store experience and that's why we're doing so well. But no, what they're tired of is the delay in the store experience. I like to be able to pick up merchandise and see if it's something I want. Don't you like that? Don't you want to sit there and go, oh yeah, that's that. That's what that looks like. That's the razor blades I want. Nobody wants to just be force-fed this stuff. That's the worst part about this whole thing that we're living through right now. So let me know what you think about this. You know, Advanced Auto Parts, another auto parts store, closing 700 stores because nobody's shopping right now. Everybody I talked to, and I mean everybody, you know, had to go to the dentist. The dentist is slower right now because people are putting off dental work right now. And I ask everybody, Advanced Auto Parts, closing 700 stores because of the fact that nobody's fixing their own cars. They're putting off to the bitter end, which is just going to cost you more in the future. So let me know, guys. Will this help shoplifting? Would you do this? Now, people hate Walmart. People hate Target. Oh, you got to shop at Smart and Final. Whatever. Shop wherever you want. The point is that would this help you? Would you sit there and go, oh, okay, I'll do this? But I'm just sick of it. To where people, there's just such chaos. I want more cashiers. I want better deals. You know, as we get to, you know, Black Friday and the shopping deals that are non-existent right now, you're going to see more and more, hopefully more and more people working right now. And it's really going to be interesting to see if this pays off or not. But have you seen this? Would you try this app? I would do it tonight. I would go do it and try it just to see if it would unlock those damn, containers. So, you know, don't forget to hit the like button. Don't forget to subscribe to the channel. I wanted to make a quick video for you today just because I'm just so sick of this. And it's one of those things that we all pay more for. Not one person is, oh, prices are good, Dan. Everything's fair. Nobody believes that. You know that. So I'll see you guys real soon.